Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Why It Matters. You know, even though there has been increased chatter about a shorter work week for Singapore companies here, there may be challenges in attempting this sort of four-day work week. A survey conducted by Indeed found that 88% of Singaporean employees advocated the push for a four-day work week with the same pay, while another survey found that 64% would prefer flexibility over a four-day work week. Overall, implementing this would need some kind of a nationwide shift in mindset from the dominant work culture and traditions that we're used to. And with that said, a group of professionals is anticipated to struggle with a four-day work week as their job demands their attention 24/7. For cybersecurity professionals, that's the one I'm talking about. No such thing as a four-day work week. If anything, companies adopting a shorter work week would likely experience more roaming endpoints or untrusted networks that exposes them to greater risk of cyber attacks. So how can machines perhaps step in? Machine learning or AI, can that help sort of this push for four-day work weeks for cybersecurity professionals? Well, on the line with me is Shishir Singh, Executive Vice President and CTO of BlackBerry Cybersecurity. Yeah, good morning, Shishir. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Elliot, and good morning to all of your listeners from Silicon Valley, California.
Beautiful
place. And thanks for having me on your radio show.
Yeah, beautiful place. I understand you in fact, delivered a keynote at the Cybersecurity World Asia on the 13th of October in Singapore. How was that experience for you?
Oh, that was amazing. I was really, really amazed to see so many vendors out there talking about the cybersecurity and just the awareness about some of the modern challenges. I think that was a fantastic experience for me.
Talking about modern challenges, we've seen the role of cybersecurity professional really evolve over the years. I think the pandemic even made it evolve even more. What are some of your observations with regard to this role?
Yeah, I mean, if you see this, you know, with the new world of modern technologies such as cloud adoption, access to, you know, software-based application from anywhere, you know, some of these artificial intelligence and advanced tools for automation, I think this has all come together. And when we were hit by COVID situation, a lot of folks were working from home. All of a sudden, overnight, most of their home offices were turned into remote office locations, right? And they were not ready with all the security controls what actually the IT professionals would like to have. And that became a kind of a weaker spot for hackers to get in. And we saw a tremendous amount of spike in the cyber activity. And definitely that was keeping us awake in the night to make sure how do we provide the same productivity to our customers or partners and companies, because, you know, the productivity was definitely the bigger thing in our mind, and making sure that security was not becoming a kind of a trade-off or it was a matter of convenience for people to just ignore.
Now, when you mention a matter of convenience for people to ignore, that ultimately has led to a bit of a taking for granted, a bit of a potential burnout for a lot of cybersecurity professionals.
That's very true. I mean, because like you said in your beginning introduction, there is nothing called four-day work for folks working in the cybersecurity activity, right? They have to be on top of these cyber activities. And with the increased number of threat landscape increasing because of the cloud adoption, because of the digital transformation we are talking about, this has led IT team to feel extremely stressed and burnt out, right? And, you know, what I always say that, you know, the hackers have to get right only once, whereas we have to get right 100 out of 100 times. Right? There is no way we can get, you know, anything wrong or leave anything open for hackers to come in the customer's environment.
How do companies then, you know, look at supporting these cybersecurity professionals? And I suppose before we explore that, how bad is the talent crunch in this area?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, you know, definitely there is a challenge, right, I would say skill gaps.
Yeah.
And it's because the people are just getting burned out. I would say that the management should definitely acknowledge the struggles of the cybersecurity professionals to ensure that their employees are feeling valued, they are feeling heard, and that could alleviate some of the stress they feel on a day-to-day basis, right?
Okay.
The second thing I would say is that, you know, we need to better invest in upskilling their cybersecurity talent. There has been a global cybersecurity skills shortage, like you talked about it. Gartner has said that 57% of respondents are actually struggling to hire security leaders, right? And I would say before you start your hiring process, the managers need to retain their top security talent by presenting them an attainable career path at the organization itself. And this can be done through regular performance and career discussions where managers can take an active interest in IT professionals who are interested in taking on more senior roles and responsibilities. The second thing I would say is that companies should really use their extra funding wherever it's possible to provide the security employees with programs that can aid them in gathering knowledge, skills, and business acumen. Upskilling their employees would make them feel much more valued, and they should be connected to industry on a whole, and they should believe that company actually cares for their advancement and opportunities beyond just protecting themselves.
Mm. Shisha, when we look at this gap, right, is it complicated, is it difficult, or is it possible for companies to look at their employees and try and sort of plot a redeployment and then help them gain the skills necessary to get into cybersecurity, like identify potential talent within the company already?
Yeah, no, I would say definitely they should identify, you know, the talents within the company. But this should also depend on colleges and universities, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things which hurts me is, you know, some of the programming languages, and they start really late in the colleges. I think time has come where we should start introducing this new, very easy to use software programming languages early in school times. I would say even, you know, in the class 8th or 9th or high school. We should start introducing so that can get a lot of students interested in the cybersecurity, field. But I want to say that this cannot be solved just by humans.
Mm.
This cannot be just solved by, you know, increasing more number of people, because the amount of data we are collecting, the amount of, you know, the attack surface, which is increasing on a day-to-day basis, especially if you combine the OT and IoT mix into the whole arena, I think this is going to make almost impossible. And this is where I think the modern cybersecurity tools need to keep up with the modern threats, where we can use the artificial intelligence, machine learning, neural networks, you know, deep learning, all of that, and bring it all together. Right? Like yeah. BlackBerry, we continuously study and monitor this. And I can tell you that the teams would not have to manually monitor for various attack surfaces to prevent malicious malware and phishing attempts from attacking their customers. This has to be solved by the tools, by automation, by repeatable playbooks, so that we can actually capture the brain power of the senior SOC analyst so that can be replicated by the junior SOC analyst. That's the only way we can scale. Otherwise, this is just not humanly possible for us to solve this complex problem.
If I run a company right now and I've got X amount of cybersecurity professionals, you know, just listening to what you say and what you guys do at BlackBerry, where do I start to implement these machine systems, these AI systems to work hand in hand to assist the humans? What would your advice be?
See, my advice would be the following, right? I mean, we have to make sure that you have all the control sensors. When I say control sensors, what I mean by is that the prevention first approach, right? Having the right endpoint protection, having the right network controls like firewalls, IPS, having the right cloud securities all in place. And especially this is more important for the SMBs, where that's their first layer of defense. And they all need to be patched and they need to be up to date with no known issues or exposures in place. I mean, if you look back 5 to 10 years, the people used to put these things and they used to monitor like once in a while, like once in a year kind of stuff. Now we are in a we are living in a very different world. This has to be monitored continuously. That's the number one thing. That's the fundamental thing I would say that they should start from. The second part I would say is that they need to have adaptive policies. And when I say adaptive policies, this is not static. This has to change based on contextual and flexibility with the concept of never trust, always verify. Okay. These policies should cover end-to-end security processes across the organizations. And the last point, I would say that the compliance and governance are the two most important pillars which should focus on the business goals of the organizations. So those are the three fundamental things I would say, you know, one needs to think about it, and they need to ensure that this is accurate and this is completely up to date. Now, I just want to add another 20 seconds here. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have all of these plays and if you're still struggling to hire the cybersecurity professionals and all, this is where I would say that, you know, we should move to the managed, extended detection and response. The acronym which is used nowadays is called XDR. I would say go with the managed XDR service. X stands for extended context. So you need to bring the endpoint, network, and cloud all together in a unified data lake architecture so that you have all the context, you have all the signals in one place, right? Mm. Once you have that one, then you can depend on the cybersecurity teams into seamlessly moving towards, you know, all of these things and bring that into an effective incident response by monitoring 24/7. This is one of the offering BlackBerry offers, and we are seeing a really good amount of traction from all these companies where they can just hand over their monitoring service to us and say, like, you guys are the expert and you guys have the right AI tools and all the cybersecurity professionals, and this is a holistic approach to tackle this complex problem, I would say, Elliot.
Mm. Shisha, it's quite fascinating because when we started our conversation, I was going to go in the approach of how to ensure that these cybersecurity professionals can have that four-day work week, right, can prevent that burnout. But hearing you, it's really about getting the priorities right, getting the monitoring right before you can even talk about a four-day work week, and that's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I mean, you know, this. I think you said this, nicely, that this change would require different thinking from workplace culture point of view, as well as the R&D execution discipline point of view, right? And this has to be, I mean, there will be a misconception of productivity loss from employers' point of view. But as I said, with the new world of modern technologies, with this cloud adoption and all, this is all possible. I mean, you know, if you just look back 10 years, and see how many software applications were installed on your laptops that required actually coming to the office. Yeah. You had no option, actually. You had to come to office to access your email, to access your database, to access your any applications, because most of those were hosted in the data center in the perimeter security concept. Now, if you look back, the most of the modern workplace is happening in the cloud. You just look at Office 365, Salesforce, Workday, Google Docs, Drop. I mean, you just name it. All these applications are all in the cloud. What you really need is a secure connectivity from your endpoint device, whether it's managed or unmanaged, and to this all the software applications. So I think it's all possible, but at the same time, this comes with the increased cyber risk. And you need to have, you know, the right security posture, because this is going to be increased multiple threat vectors for hackers to attack, right? The home offices and connectivity to corporate infrastructure will put more pressure on the already stressed IT team. And this is where you have to really lean in into more of a managed XDR service, managed services, security services, where the experts can take care of that. And you don't have to worry about on a day-to-day basis who's attacking, why they're attacking, are you the next person to be attacked? You can sleep peacefully at night while companies like us are taking care of you from a security, from a threat awareness, and from providing the right cybersecurity solution to you.
Really a lot to think about this morning. Shisha Singh, who is the Executive Vice President and CTO of BlackBerry Cybersecurity, on the line with me. I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks again. Take care and have a great day.
Thank you, Ali, for having me, and enjoy the day. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.